So, what have we learned in the last few weeks? So we've seen, let's see. I am going to go into a contract, either a contract of sale or a contract of giving you a present. And I want to declare before that contract that what I'm about to do has no really meaning, and I don't really mean to go ahead with the contract of sale or present. Okay, so make that declaration beforehand, and we want to discuss whether the declaration actually works to stop the act of sale or present taking effect. So we came in conclusion and said, if it's a sale, the only way that declaration can help to prevent the sale is that if you prove that you were coerced into doing the sale, the declaration itself doesn't help unless there's coercion as well. But if it's a present, then just the fact that you make a declaration that I have no interest in giving this present, even though it looks, appears I do, then we believe you that even at the time when you gave the present, you don't mean it, and that's good enough for us to say that this present wasn't a valid present. So, present declaration in itself is enough to establish you didn't mean it, but by sale, it's not good enough to make a declaration beforehand, you have to also have proof that it was being coerced. That's number one we learned. Number two that we learned is that when you bring somebody into a partnership and offer him half of your business, then we don't look at that as you're giving a present. We look at that as really a sale, because on the one hand you're giving him half of the potential future profits, which seems to be for nothing, so it looks like a present. But on the other hand, when he accepts the partnership, he's not only taking on the benefits of the partnership, but he also is going to take on the liabilities. So there's an exchange taking place. I'm giving you benefits, I'm getting a benefit in exchange that my liabilities are now go down. So we look like a partnership is as like a sale. And therefore, declaration beforehand, I don't mean to give a partnership, has no validity in itself to stop the partnership unless there's proof of coercion as well.
Okay. Is that the case of a corporation where there's no liability, or
there's limited liability. There's still liability. Limited. Now, back to the case we've been discussing in the last 3 weeks, and we've always been trying to get to the odds. And that was that an agent comes and says to the person, I've got a customer who wants to buy your house. And the person says, you can come in, show that customer, on condition you're not going to claim any agent fees from me. And the agent says, I agree not to claim any agent fees from you too. And so I want to come into your house. He said, fuck it, shall I come in? Because you're not claiming any interest fee. Before he goes in, he makes a declaration that it's a joke. Of course I'm going to claim agent fees from him. So, we say, is that good enough? Without any proof of coercion, when they're acting, there was no coercion at all. Everyone agrees there's no coercion on anyone to give me your services for free, of course, over there as well. If the declaration's enough, well, if it's a present, then a declaration, even without coercion, to say, it looks like I'm giving a present, I don't mean to give him a present, that's good enough. That's good enough to stop the present being a threat, and then I can claim whatever I get back. Or the due price of what I've given you, I can claim from you. But if it's a sale, I can't. So, how do we look at agent fees? Agent fees, of course, if I got a right to claim agent fees from you, halakhically, I gave you a benefit, you took the benefit, you want that benefit, and you would take it even if it would be charged, but you want to try and get a freebie, and I'm telling you, I'm not giving you a freebie. I'm not telling you, I'm telling other people, I don't want to give you a freebie. Then, of course, I'm giving you a present.
Who said he was
that? I'm giving you a present, and I'm making a declaration beforehand. I'm saying, you think I'm giving you a present? Well, I'm telling these two people who you don't know about that I'm not intending to give a present. So therefore, when you take it afterwards, I take it to Basin and I say, look, you owe me agent fees. And you say, no, don't, because you agreed. So he said, Basin comes in and says, yeah, you agreed, but I made a declaration that I don't want to give a present. So now we say, yes, the declaration is a good declaration. It prevents the present been given. Now you can claim your just desserts. That if you gave him a service, which he benefited, and he's prepared to take, even if it costs him, because he's not prepared to give up the sale. If now we tell him, you know, you have to pay for agent fees, would you now not take the sale? So no, I want to take the sale. Even if it costs me money, I would take the sale. But he agreed not to take agent fees. So I want him to keep his agreement. So no, you can't. You want the benefit. You're taking the benefit. It's worth the benefits for you to pay. You're agreeing. Yes, it's worth the benefit to pay. But he made an agreement. No. That agreement means nothing, because he said before he made that agreement to people that the agreement of, I want to give them presents. I don't want to give them presents. So therefore I've declared beforehand that I tricked you into thinking I'm giving presents. I'm not.
Isn't it like a sale?
No, it's not a sale. What's a sale?
The other customer.
But how do we know that he would sell it with if there were agencies?
Firstly, if he agrees, that says, look, it's kedai for me to sell my house and pay agent fees. But I wanted to make sure to get more.
What if
I wanted to get? That's what I'm saying first stage. So then, of course, it's a present. Yeah, which I'm getting a benefit. And secondly, he says not. And the basin turns around and makes an investigation and says, you're lying. Of course you would sell it, because it's a type of property which you can't sell unless you've got agency and you want to sell it.
It's worth the buyer.
And he doesn't want to sell it at a loss. What if it's going to cause a loss if he has to pay it?
Cause a loss, then he's right. Do we investigate whether it's a benefit?
So it depends if
Yes.
It's worth the buyer. Isn't he getting a benefit from the buyer?
So now, we are now concluding this China with the thing that he's saying like this. He makes a declaration beforehand. I'm prepared to give agent fees to this guy for free. Then he comes and makes a declaration for two witnesses and says, I don't mean it. So then he claims agent fees afterwards. So now we've got a question like this, which is what we're discussing last week at the end, and now we're going to finish off. Is that we don't believe you when you make, maybe, we shouldn't believe you when you make your declaration that you don't mean to give this present. Because when do we believe you, maybe, that before you give a present, you say, look, I'm going to give a present, everybody, in a few minutes, you should realize I don't mean it. Yeah, we believe that's good enough to stop the present going through. When is that true? When there's no reason why you should be giving presents. What do you gain by this present? So of course your declaration is true beforehand, that you're just playing a pantomime. It's a game. Yeah, why else? When you do the matanu, why else would you give a matanu? Must be, you're just doing pantomime, we believe you. Yeah. But if you have a side benefit in giving a present, maybe the declaration is not true. Maybe you really do want to give a present. You're saying 10 minutes before you don't want to give a present. But Lamaisa, you give a present. I mean, you mean to give that present. Why? Because you're getting a side benefit. So maybe we shouldn't believe that declaration. And what's the side benefit in our case? That's by allowing me to come into your house to show you a client to your house, by not charging you for the fees, which I can from the seller, I'm getting a side benefit. I'm able to make money for the buyer. So therefore, you may make a declaration of words. I don't mean to give a present to the seller. Of course I wouldn't give presents. So you should turn around to you. We don't believe you. Of course you would want to give him a present, and you mean to give him a present, even though you made the declaration 10 minutes beforehand, because you're getting a side benefit. And that side benefit is a good reason why you would give a present. Now we have to discuss whether it's true that point to it.
Which is what?
The fact you're getting a side benefit is now not enough to make a declaration beforehand to stop the present.
It's not a present at all. And it's not a side benefit. It's the only benefit. And it's not a present because he's not giving it to him. He's giving it to the paying guy. And he happens to benefit from it. His tachlis is to make a commission from the buyer.
I'm the seller. Nobody gets to the seller.
But
the buyer.
This is not a tachlis here. He doesn't know he's going to have.
That's what we're asking. The fact that he's giving a present to the seller. Why is it called a present? Because everybody charges for this type of business from the seller. he's prepared to give that right up to charge him and get that benefit. And therefore he's giving that present. Why should he do that? It's because he wants to do it. Why would he want? 100% to convince, because he now has the ability of making money on somebody else called the buyer.
But he is not giving anything to the seller, present or otherwise.
He is giving a present.
He is not giving it. The seller ought to be getting something out of it, but he's not giving it to the seller. He's giving it to the buyer for a fee. He's not giving it to the seller.
He's giving it the fee that he's charging for his general service is half price. That's called a present.
That's... No, it's not.
This is... I mean, this service not, gets first, him...
In order to
this
have,
service gets him 40,000 shekels normally. He's prepared to only charge 20,000.
From
him?
For whom? From whom?
40,000 shekels.
From whom does he only bet?
This job gets him 40,000 shekels normally. Now he's only charging 20,000.
In order to have a present, you have to have an act of giving. There's no act of giving here.
The only way he can make this deal is with taking...
Exactly, it's called a side benefit.
It's not a side benefit.
I'm giving it to you.
He's giving him a service in exchange. He's selling him.
We went through this.
That's important.
Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says exactly the same.
But you can look at it the other way around. You can say you want to sell your house. You really do not want. You don't want an agent. But an agent comes to you and says, "Do me a favor. Let me bring some people to you." I say, "I don't want an agent." He said, "Do me a favor. I'll do your favor."
So when you come to the basin says,
so the
it doesn't mean
take money from the agent.
No, because
he's doing him, he's
because
giving him
we've already established, already established in Basin, and it's a proven fact according to the economics. Economics around is that the seller is mad because he will never be able to sell his house unless he gets an agent. So therefore, he's not giving something, he's getting something. If you can't prove that point, then the shayla doesn't start. We have to first have an offer that he's getting a benefit. What's the benefit? It's because it's not sellable. Unless you go for an agent. So he's getting something bechidam. Why is he getting this bechidam? Because he wants to make money on somebody else. Yes, it is. But we can prove that from economic facts. Yes. There's plenty of things that have been bought in this world which are not sellable.
Not sellable.
Not sellable without an agent. Now, the Gemara says, which you saw last week, we're going to read it again. And go right. Says like this: In Baba Basra, Ahu Gavod the Oza leKadosh Yisrael. This man is very interested in marrying this woman, and he's not really interested in anybody else. He wants this woman to be his wife. Omrulay, she said, "Okay, I'm asking to be your wife on condition, not on condition, but I'm asking to make the kedushin." I'm asking to make an unconditional kedushin in 2 months' time. If you write to me and give over me all your possessions and put all your possessions in my name, then I agree to get married to you unconditionally. Then if you don't, then I won't get married to you. Also, so he came in front of Arsenate, so what should I do? Omalei said to him, "Who got a mighty Ale? What should I do?" Omalei said, "I'll give you an answer. Go to witnesses privately. Make sure nobody finds out. Do this trick. Zil abte ba'avu yameh v'kosile. Go and sign over all your possessions to your son." So that in fact, before you write the documents to the future wife, you already don't have anything. You've already given over to the son. So that's what he did. So now we want to know, who Taka owns those possessions? Does his son own those possessions? Or does his wife? Because he wrote the document to his wife. He got married to her, and now is a discussion. Who owns it? The son? Who he wrote to first? Or the wife? So also coming to everyone says, you know what? Not his son. His son doesn't own it. And not his wife. His wife also doesn't own it. Well, his son doesn't own it, because of course he didn't mean to give it to his son. He was only doing it in order to prevent giving it to his wife, because he doesn't give his wife. So he's only doing it to prevent giving it to his wife. He doesn't mean it to give it to his son. So, son's out. What about his wife? Not his wife. If your son is out, then it really meant was a joke to his son. That means they did own it still, even after he wrote the document to his son. So therefore, he still owns it. And then he wrote it to his wife. So therefore, it should go to his wife. No, it doesn't go to his wife. Why? Because Hocham, Mocham, Milsa, Tamachem is owned to Tekosilei. Because he was forced into giving it to his wife. What does that mean? Says Rashbam. The only way to get her to be married to him was in order to write over possessions to her. But of course, he doesn't mean to it. He's only doing it in order to get the benefits of being able to marry her. But of course, he doesn't mean to write over his possessions. Lo doma b'libo lahaknas lo. He doesn't intend to give over his possessions to her. He has no intention to do this. Why is he doing it? He's only doing it in order for her to agree to marry her. And therefore, since he's only doing it for that purpose, of course, he doesn't mean to give over his possessions to her. So therefore, it's not a valid transaction. So what do we see from it? The Mepharshim explain that we see from this Rashbam's understanding of the Gemara that if you give over a present, which is what he's doing to this woman that he wants to marry, with an interest to get a side benefit that enables him now to marry her, then as long as he makes, and we're sure that he doesn't mean really to give it over to her, then it's not a valid present. Even though it's getting side benefit because of the benefits. Because of the presents. He's giving a present, and he's getting a side benefit, he's able to marry her. And we're saying that since we know he doesn't mean it, then the present he's given is not a valid present, and it's not a valid transaction, and it doesn't belong to her. Even though he's getting a side benefit through the fact he's giving the present.
And the marriage is valid?
The marriage is valid, because the marriage, like I stress, wasn't on condition of this present. Look, I'll discuss, I'll be able to agree to you once you give the thing. Okay, so once you give it, then I'll get married 2 months later with the Tabas, hurry up the conditions, leave. The Tabas will not with the Chosin, that's unconditional marriage. That stage.
He's not getting a side benefit from giving her the present, because he can marry her without the present, A. B, the benefit is getting from making her think he's giving her a present.
Yes.
He doesn't actually have to give the present. In fact, what happened? Here, I can't just
you can't
make you
marry somebody else. I don't know what you did with your wife, but you can't marry somebody else unless you have their consent.
Yes, she has her consent.
She has.
He
why?
Has consent.
Why is she consenting?
Because she thinks she has money.
Yeah, she thinks she has.
But she's wrong.
So that's.
And he still has her consent. As you said, the marriage is good.
Yes, about it.
It's not all for naught.
So what do we see from there? We see from that I'm giving you a present in order to get that consent of yours to the whole marriage business.
No, I'm not giving you the present. I'm making believe I'm giving you the present so I should get your consent. And it worked.
So that's what you say always. I'm making you believe. I'm giving you service of agents in order to convince you to let me in.
Okay.
And therefore, I can still charge you.
No.
Yes, because I didn't give it for free. Because I didn't give it for free. If you want to keep my service,
you make me believe that you, but the mice, you did give it to me. You're the mice, you didn't give it to
me. No, the mice also didn't give it to me.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't give the agents.
You gave it to me. Wait a minute. No.
Agents, I didn't give it for
the
free.
Agent, the agent's service changed possession.
No.
The money here did not change possession.
I gave you a benefit which I'm charging for.
But you gave me the benefit. He didn't give her nothing.
Yeah, he gave her stuff.
He did not give her anything.
The case would go to the two witnesses and say, I don't mean it when I tell her. That's not what he did. He went to and said, I'm giving it to my son. So there's a different separate transaction happening in this case.
Well, that's
not the same as our real
thing. It's also nothing. Giving it to the son is also nothing. It's not just saying for the witnesses, I don't mean to give it to wife.
Not directly
compared. I would say it's worse. You're saying it probably is better. Okay.
is pretending to give a present in order to gain something from that person.
Yes.
The ownership of that. Here he's giving, if you like, the agent is giving him a present in order to get from somebody else. The third person. So it's not directly comparable.
Yes.
I'm giving you something because I want from you something.
Yes.
I want from you your own. I want to own you.
I agree. I totally agree with you, Eric. And because of that smart, I would say it's a Kolshikin. If the Rebbe was saying that when I'm giving you a present to get from you something, we still say that present is not valid. Then Kolshikin, when I'm giving you a present, not to get from you something, but get from somebody else something, for sure that wouldn't be valid. I'm not even getting something from you.
In one case, it's a transaction between the two people. In the other case, he's trying to use Eric, that person for their benefit.
I disagree with you because I don't think it's comparable at all. Here, we're saying the present doesn't happen because it doesn't transfer. Here, you transfer the service to me. Now it's a question, was it a present or was it a sale? Or was it nothing? So, fine, it's not a present. Take it back. You can't take it back. Here, he's taking it back.
I can take it back.
You gave it to me. You don't have a choice.
How can you take it back? You break up the sale.
I don't have to break up a sale.
Yeah,
I sold it. That's not taking it back. That's damaging my sale. No,
We're going to use your svara.
It's not my svara. You're using somebody else's svara.
We're going to use your svara at the end, and you'll see it comes out very interesting. Not how you're here.
My svaras are always very interesting. Okay.
So that's what seems from here. And either it's a Kolshikin, the way Eric's talking about it, or something different like Matzis is saying. But we see from here, you're giving a present, and you're gaining something else because of that present. And nevertheless, we say, even though you're gaining that, the fact that you made the declaration beforehand that I'm not interested in giving a present is good enough to stop the present. So, let's make a sort of general... that's what seems to be happening over here by agents as well. The agent said, I'm giving you a present. You're getting something for nothing, which you would definitely have to pay for. You're definitely getting benefit, which is worth money to you, and you would pay if you would come to the... cook the kind of you would have to pay. You're getting it for free, lechora, because I'm giving you a present. And I'm making a declaration, I don't mean it, even though I'm getting side benefits called the being able to charge somebody else for half of my fees. That, we want to make a comparison to this case, that since you make a declaration beforehand, I'm not interested in even a present, even though you're getting a side benefit, it's good enough, that declaration, to stop the present being valid, and now I can come and claim, look, I never meant to give it this agent's fees for free, you're taking it, you're benefiting of it, pay for it. And that's what we want to prove from this committee. Let's go now to the Shut Maharik. The Shut Maharik says like this, he brings a Rabbeinu Tam, and you now have to explain off this Rabbeinu Tam, how this Rabbeinu Tam fits in with the Gemara in Baba Basra, which we just said. It says like this. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Shem Kiddush Otom Isha Kedash Moshe Yisrael. A person is happily married for many years to a woman. And so, Eina Ishul Chofsa, and the end of the day, after many years, the wife is bored of him and doesn't want him to be married to him anymore. She wants a get. Ein Lekofon, you can't force him to give a get. If you force him to give a get, it's not a valid get. That's a halacha. However, in Nich Mishbiyad, but if he's now in, so to speak, jail because of tax fraud, Yochin Lomelo, you can come to him in prison and say to him, I'm not going to help you. I've got the ability of helping you to get out of jail. Unless you divorce your wife. The get kosher. This get is a get kosher. Ain zeh kefir. It's not considered forcing. Ki ain kiven shein osinu tovara ki im lo meh ma'azinu. Because you're not doing anything bad to him and saying, hitting him until he gives a get. That's called forcing. All you're doing is saying, I am not going to help you. Even though you're yid and I'm a yid and I'm supposed to help you, I'm not going to help you to get out of trouble. unless you give a get. And that's not called forcing, and therefore the get, which is giving, is valid. Says the Marik, from here we see that when you give a present, like the get is a present, because he gives nothing in exchange. He's just divorcing his wife. He doesn't want to give, he's giving her presents. And he's giving her a get. And for sure he doesn't mean to give the get, but the only reason why he's giving the get is in order that somebody should be, else should be able to help him get out of trouble in jail. We still say the get's valid. Why should we say the get's valid? He doesn't mean to give the get. So here the Marik says, we see from here that when you get a side benefit, even though you're giving a present and that present enables you to get another benefit, then a declaration of understanding that you don't mean it doesn't hold water, and we say you do mean it because you're getting the side benefits and it's a valid matana, it's a valid get. If so, then how does it fit with the Gemara Bablasa where it says it's not a valid present if you, even though you're getting the side benefits? In both cases it seems to be the same fact. The guy doesn't want to give all his possessions to the wife in Bablasa. The guy doesn't want to divorce his wife in the case of the Rabbeinu Tam. But he's doing it, he's giving it as a present for nothing. Why? Because he wants to get a side benefit. He wants to marry her, or he wants to get out of jail. In one case, we say, well, because he doesn't really want to do it, even though he's got inside benefits, it's not valid. And in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't want to divorce her, but since he wants to divorce her in order to get the side benefit, get out of jail, we say, it's valid. What's going on? How is the Rabbeinu Tam fits with the Gemara Baba Basra? They seem to be very parable. One case we say it's not a valid present, and the other case we say it is a valid present. I forget. Now, I want you to think about it a little bit. I'll give you a bit of time and come up with what's the difference between the Gemara and Baba Basra and the case of the Rabbeinu Tam.
The Rabbeinu Tam is giving a gift to get out of trouble.
Classic answer. Classic.
I mean, by get, unless it's a get me'usa, we usually say that he's gomer u'mashe because, like, achiel marosa.
No, that's only if there's a chiyuv to divorce. There's no chiyuv to divorce.
No, but it's the same svara of if he's already doing it, then it means he was gomer his vas.
No.
Because he wants to get out of jail.
He wants to get out of jail, but he doesn't want to divorce her. He wants to get out of jail. He can. Because the get is he's not Mokhliv to do.
First of all,
unlucky reason why
he doesn't
say
he told anything to Adam here. He doesn't say he told anything to Adam here. You didn't even mention that it was...
He's made a declaration. I'm also aware no declaration.
Very good. Very good. The other people will hear those? Hear what was said?
There was no declaration. Didn't say there was a declaration.
So, very good. The difference from the Gemara's case and Rabbeinu Tam is very different. Rabbeinu Tam's case doesn't make a declaration before he gives the get. He says, I don't really mean it. I'm only doing it in order to get out of jail. He doesn't do that. Comes and suggests the deal. I'll help you if you give the get, and I'll help you get a job. He says, okay. And he gives the get. There's no action that demonstrates before the giving the get that he doesn't give it with full heart, even though Miss Sorry can make up things that he doesn't mean it, but he doesn't declare it. No declaration. Then a present is a present, even though we can make up reasons why it shouldn't. But he never made the declaration. But in the case of the Gemara of Baba Basra, he says, Kili, to it. I don't want to give my possessions to a wife. I'm doing this trick by putting it under my son's name, which of course I don't mean either, and I'm doing that to prevent my wife. So that's a declaration that doesn't mean to transfer all nechos to his wife. So in the case of Baba Basra, there's a declaration. In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, there's no declaration.
Nobody makes a declaration behind the person's back to some other people, it wouldn't be a gift.
Correct. And that's why in halakhas of Gittin nowadays, part of the stages of Gittin before they actually give the get, is you have to make a declaration that you're being mavatal any declarations that you said beforehand or could have said beforehand.
So what, wait a minute, what if I said before that I'm a mavatal declaration, I'm about to make this mavatal all the declarations?
So on that we say, there's an extra thing, you have to make also possible all witnesses, besides the two witnesses are going to sign on the gets that testify otherwise.
How do you make them possible?
Yeah, there's a Kiddush of the Rasper, Ebenezer, there's a thing.
Really?
Yes. But that's part of this reasoning, yes?
Why not do that for all transactions? We know we have this issue. Anytime you do anything, just make those...
And if you ask me...
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea. And we put it in documents, and end paragraph, halakhic documents, do have this paragraph where it says, I'm mevatel all declarations that meant that the same.
If he makes a declaration, that his declaration...
Yeah, just us. Yeah.
I mean, most secular documents have that. So it's a mevatel, anything can be defined.
Okay. So therefore, based on what we learned up to now, we learned that if you make a declaration... Now you don't want to give a present, then it stops the present taking effect, even if you're going to get a side benefit through that present. But if you made no declaration, even although we think that you don't mean it, that's not good enough to break the present, you have to have a physical declaration. So let's now come back in conclusion with our case. In conclusion with our case. One fact. And I don't want to argue with this about 10 times. A fact, you have to accept it, whether it's a shayach or not shayach, I hold a shayach, maybe you hold a not shayach. The fact on, if you agree to this fact, then you have less problems arguing. Fact is, you take a benefit from me, the seller of the house gets a benefit of being able to sell his house, which is worth money, and he would be prepared to pay, because he wouldn't be able to sell his house otherwise, yes? And we can establish that even if he denies it or he agrees with it. Okay, you accept that as a fact. Okay, accept that as a fact. So something's worth money. And he wants to get a freebie. And that's why he's saying, I'm not letting you in the house unless you give it for free. Fine. So therefore he's getting a present. Now he's getting this present. And I'm going to give this a present. Even though... And then I make a declaration. I don't really mean to give this present. You're getting a side benefit that you're able to now get money from somebody else. If you actually make a declaration before you actually bring that guy in, the buyer in, then it helps to prevent the facades. Make a pantomime that really you did mean to give the agent fees for free, and avada you mean to charge, and then you can charge. Let me most of a svara why you can also, this is different and we could be able to charge as well. I'm going to use Matt's svara, which he's been shouting at me from the beginning, that I'm wrong and you can't. You have to give it for free. I'm going to use that svara. Don't forget to use it as a reason why over here it's more obvious that you'd be able to charge. Why? All the cases we discussed up to now are cases where I needed your certain agreement on certain issue, and that agreement enables me to get something else. Like, for example, I need to get married to you, which means I need your agreement. I can't get married without agreement. Yeah? And in order to entice you to make that agreement to me, I give you a present called to all these possessions. Okay. In order to make that actual agreement of yours. Over here, the reason why I can charge agent fees to you is even if you don't agree. Agent fees, the reason why I can charge you is not because of any agreement. If, let's say, a dogma, if you're out of town, or even if you're not out of town, yeah, if I got pictures of your house, and for the buyer, it's good enough for me to show him the pictures of your house, for him to say, I want to buy it, and sign a contract without actually physically going into the guy's house, then I'm entitled to agent fees from the seller, even though he never knew I was in the picture. Because I connected him to the buyer, and to charge him, I don't need his agreement.
Say that again.
Is the industry standard? Is that why?
What?
Is the industry standard?
Because the fee I'm charging him for is benefits. Benefits has got nothing to do with agreements.
What was the case?
I show the potential buyer pictures of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the buyer says that's good enough for me to buy it. I don't need to walk into the house at all, even. If he buys it, then I can charge agent fees to the seller. I never made an agreement with him. He never came in. It doesn't matter. The chiyuv is not because of agreements. The chiyuv is because of benefits. So therefore, this over here, we've got more of a slur to say that even though I said to you, don't worry, I'm not going to charge you, it's not because I needed a certain agreement out of you for the handsome charge which I want. I want to trick you into agreeing to something in order to be able to charge you for that. No, I'm just tricking you into letting me into the house, so to speak. In order to make it easier for me to make the connection.
So I am providing you with a benefit.
Yes, but it's
so that's
not
a sale.
But
it's not
less,
a matana.
But it's less of from the other cases where I'm tricking you in order to make an agreement.
No, no,
I'm not making it tricky.
But
you
I'm
to make
providing
an agreement.
The agent with a benefit. And so it's really a sale, it's not a matana.
No, it's even
in
worse.
In exchange for your coming
if
here,
I can already break into your house and make, show him the apartment and still charge you for that, then this is just a way of being able to break into your house. Yes.
So that's what I'm providing you.
Yeah.
I'm selling you.
I can break into your house.
Right. No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
As Isurim, fine, but not as benefits.
No. If I make it mutter, you don't get a big benefit than
you're
that.
Getting something, but I'm telling you, you're getting less. You're getting less.
It's still, all right. So it's a bargain sale,
yeah.
But it's
so
a sale.
No, it's like saying like, if already we see the halach is when you're getting a benefit for the actual agreement, you can still charge for the present, like in the case of the marriage, when you need to ask going for the marriage, you can still say, I don't need to give the present. Then Kosh again, in the case where you don't need the agreement for the actual charge which you're charging, you just need the agreement for the pre-charge, be able to charge eventually, then for sure you can charge it. And therefore, the whole point of this shiur is not to let people get away with this type of behavior. It's the way to, and giving the shiur is that halachically, even if you have a situation where you have a verbal agreement between you and the agent that says, oh, I'm not going to charge your fees, just let me in. So you think you're now safe. You're not so safe. Because if he takes you to Basin and actually wants to charge you for those fees, halachically he's got a great sight that he'll be able to claim for those fees. After he's proven that the benefit is worth money. Therefore, the point of this year is in order to help people to be able to save them guards themselves for such tricksters. How do you save your guards for tricksters? It's not good enough just to have a verbal agreement that you're not going to charge me for your agent fees. Write it down in a contract. A halakhic contract. No, a halakhic contract that stops the Mozart from taking things.
You
like it does by Gittin.
The seller doesn't know. Somebody turns up and he doesn't know.
Yes. Correct.
So how can he write it down? He doesn't know.
No, I'm saying, exactly.
Because he saw it.
Correct. But if you have a situation where the agent says, I want to come into you, and you say, I don't want to, unless you give it up, your rights are thin. If you had that type of conversation, don't just rely on words, have it written up in a contract, in a halakhic form that will prevent the mozar, the declaration, from being able to break that agreement. And that's the purpose of shiur, is to give a ta'anis to people to protect themselves from such trickery, which may work halakhically. Let us move on to the next slide. Okay. Somebody wants to sell his house. He comes, he brings...
It's not worth the trouble.
He calls up an agent. He calls up the agent. I want to sell my house. This is the money I want to get. Yeah. How much do you want? Yeah, I want to have 2 million shekel from the sale of my house. Okay. Agent comes around, he sees it, says, that's good, but I charge agent fees. How much do you charge? 2%. Look, I need 2 million in my pockets. I need 2 million in my pockets. If you're going to take agent fees away from my pockets, then I won't have 2 million in my pocket. I need 2 million because I have all these expenses. I worked out 2 million is what I need. Yeah. Look, therefore, I don't care, and I'm musking. I want to make a deal with you. I'm musking. Any money over 2 million, you can keep for yourself as agent fees. That way, I get what I want, and you get. You may even get more than your 2%. Such a deal. They agree, and they sign. On that step, if the property is sold more than 2 million, any money if the property is sold over 2 million will go to the agent, and the rest 2 million will go to the buyer.
What if it's less than 2 million?
2 million, you don't get anything.
It's not going to sell.
Not entitled to any agent's fees. The only agent's fees you get are what are over and above the 2 million. Now, firstly, is it a valid agreement? Or can the agent turn around afterwards and say, well, I'm still going to charge you agent fees?
It's in writing. It's in writing.
Okay. Let's say it's firstly it's not in writing. Or if it's in writing and not halakhically written properly to protect you.
So then he could always declare before and he didn't mean it.
So, the base Yosef brings down...
You should say the other way also. He sells...
Well,
because he made a specific declaration
hope,
that
it's not a fact. Is a hope good enough? So that's the science.
No, but he wasn't willing to sell it for less than 2 million.
Let's put it this way.
So he didn't supply him a benefit. He wouldn't sell it if he has to get less than 2 million.
No, I wouldn't say he wouldn't sell it. He needs 2 million in his pockets. He's prepared to wait.
So he's prepared to wait. He wouldn't sell it.
Yeah, but if it's, at the end of the day, he has to sell it. He'll sell it.
Somebody
yeah.
wants to say hope for enough, and it will work both ways, won't it? Right. If he gets 5 million, he'll turn around and say, oh, no, right?
Yeah, so I want to know, is the hope a good enough contract to say that it's not for free over here? The hope is not for free. Hope is abandoned.
It's not a present, is it?
Yeah,
yes.
That is. So, everyone seems to say you're correct. So let's see, the Maharik inside
So, I don't understand the case. The guy actually says, okay, I only may able to get 2 million, I'm foregoing my commission?
Yeah, it says I'm foregoing my commission. I'm going to anything above 2 million, I'll take for my commission.
No, now he finds someone for 2 million. So what happens? The guy says, I'm not going to take a commission.
Okay, I'll tell you the story, how it happens. It came to basically, I'll tell you the story like that.
Okay.
So what happens? So they found a buyer, and the buyer agreed to pay 2 million. 150,000. Yeah.
150,000.
Yeah. It's a nice profit for the agents.
Right.
Yeah.
2%,
2,000. Yes. Nice profit for the agents. Yeah. There's anything above.
That's not huge profit.
Yeah.
8%
with the 40,000 for 2 million.
Oh, he's supposed to get 40,000. He's getting 150,000.
He's still going to take 2% for what's worth.
Yeah.
This is
only
for.
It's good profit. Good profit for the agents. Now. What happens? The buyer was about to sign the contract, and the agent says, look, you know, I advertise no agent fees. Yeah, no agent fees. I'm not charging you, the buyer, any agent fees. That's how he advertised himself. Selling property for 2.15, yeah, with no agent fees. That's how he advertised it. So the buyer agreed, and he said, yeah, I like the property, comes around, they're going to buy for 2.15. Okay. Then, just before the sale, the agent says, look, the contract says 2 million. You give me the 1.5 and everything will be good. We don't want to write 2.15 in the contract. Yeah, of course you don't want to, because sales really, he's getting 2 and I get 1.5. So give me the 1.5. Now the buyer thought that was a bit strange. Let's get into it.
It's not that strange to do it all the time here.
Yeah. A bit strange. I don't know if they're doing tax fraud.
Yeah,
the taxes,
they do it all the time.
I don't like these taxes. I'm going to find out exactly what's happening. So he spoke to the seller, and the seller says, you know what's happening? I'll tell you what's happening. I'm getting 2 million. I'm happy to sell it for 2 million. And the 1.5 is going to this guy. It says agent's fees. So the buyer said, look, I'm not interested in agent's fees, nothing. Yeah? You want to sell it for 2 million? I'll give you 2 million. Let's sign for 2 million. And he signed for 2 million and gave him 2 million.
Wow.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. This is a lot more than your agent fee.
Now we're in Basin.
So wait, yeah, now the agents.
Now we're in Basin. All three people are in Basin. The agent is saying, they took away my agent fees.
They did.
1.5, 150,000 here. They took it away. They damaged me. They have to pay me the 1.5. And even if you tell me they don't, for some reason you told them this damage is not damaged, but I should get my commission. I gave them a benefit. The buyer says, what are you talking about? The seller is the seller. He owns the property. He agrees to me. I agree to 2 million. So they claim again. So you said no agent fees to me. No agent fees to me. 2 million to him. 2 million to him. He's the buyer. That's enough to do with me. The seller says, look, the agreement between us is if you sell for 2.15, you can keep. I sold for 2, not for 2.15, so you don't keep.
I say the agent gets all 150 and they have to split it between them.
That's why. Now, let's first discuss whether the original agreement is valid agreement.
Why should it be valid?
That's it. Is it a valid agreement or not?
Where well, no, says, if no one went back on it, then
no, why shouldn't it be valid?
Let's discuss the agree. Whole bit, yeah. This agreement is a valid agreement.
It's a very common agreement. It's a contingent fee.
Yeah. Is contingent fee and halacha considered a valid agreement in exchange for services? So, everyone's correct. That is. But let's read it inside. For the Marik says like this.
Well, any agency is a contingent fee.
Not really. You don't get anything unless you give me a condition. Here, you could get something without giving me money. Shimnosim Reuven Chavetz to Shimon Limkon. Reuven gave an object to Shimon to sell. Formalo Shimon. In Titsa Asherachov Asheni Imei Veremke Avukov Besak Shiterach. You know what? Let's try and work out the price that you want to sell. Formalo Reuven Amocha Amosi Yeshloch. No. We're not going to work out how much you want to sell and how much of your fees. Look, sell it. Over and above the price that I want, you can keep. Lishosat Shimon. Shimon didn't say anything. Lo motza Reuven lemeima kibin shlo anti. Reuven can't turn around the office and say, since you didn't actually agree, ela shagasti kishamati, hamosi yesh shlo, lo zechisibo, verosi shali, ela mos Shimon. Says the Marik, that since you offered the deal, and it was passive acceptance and work was done, then we say that even if there's passive acceptance, even if there wasn't actually positive acceptance and passive acceptance and no work's provided, it was a valid agreement, it's tokuf, and taka, whatever gets more than the price goes to that agent, is a valid agreement.
Does it work the other way around too? If it gets less than the normal, you can't tie up.
Correct.
So yes. It's considered as if you actually...
Yes, completely valid. Now, let's discuss the agent's claim. What's the agent's claim? Okay, so the agreement is a valid agreement, but you damaged me. What type of damages did I do to you?
It's not really damage.
Let's look at the claim damages. Okay. Is it damages or not damages?
No, it's not damages because you didn't take away anything that I have.
Yeah? So what is it called?
Gzela.
No, Gzela is taking something away that you already have. So what's this called?
You owe this, it's Schiras. You owe me Schiras.
Schiras?
Yes, because I presented you with the sale, you could have gone through with the sale the way I presented it, and you decided
not
to.
Yes, so that's called, you damaged me, how? What's it called? Like you said,
no? Depriving me of a future.
You're depriving me from a potential income.
I don't think it's damages.
So in the concept, if we look at that, the concept of damages, before we get on to the next stage,
yeah.
In the concept of damages is what damages? No money in your pocket. Stopping money getting to your pocket, that's even less than gromot. Mavata kisel shachaber, which is osa, but you're not chayv. You can't force him to pay for such damages.
And even if you're chayv, it would only be the value, not the actual amount that you...
So let's now, okay, so you can't claim the 1.5. Because he never had it. You're not stealing from me.
He can't claim it as damages.
Now let's see. Can he make a claim of agent fees? I gave you a service, you took that service, you benefit from that service, so you have to pay for that service at the end of the day, because you didn't pay. Can you make such a claim?
I think you can.
Yeah. The guy, even though you say that the agreement was valid, he interfered with the agreement after everything was done.
But I said, I'm giving up my agent fees for the potential of getting anything more than 2 million. But Lemaisa, you didn't get more than 2 million, so therefore you gave up your agent fees and you didn't get more than 2 million.
He did get more than 2 million. This guy torpedoed that.
Yeah?
Even so.
What's been getting? What's getting is not until, as the saying goes, until you sign on the actual documents. It's never in the back.
No, verbal agreement is a verbal agreement.
It's not a verbal agreement.
No, I provided you.
Yeah, then he found out things have changed, so therefore he can disagree. He can change after that.
Part of the agreement is that you allow the guy to do the selling. You don't stop him doing the selling. Once he's almost got you there, like, now I'm taking everything away.
No, you can stop him doing the sale, but you can't do the sale with the same customer.
You can turn around and say, I've changed mine, I don't want to sell my house. Yeah?
You can, but you can't go and do it with the same customer.
No, but you could, so
he's
there are ways to
stop. Customer.
There's ways to stop.
Okay, but, he,
but he's then there's the nothing, customer. That's
then, why then there's 2% of nothing. It's the same thing. It's still there, you know, it is 2% of nothing.
Okay. So let's put it into everyone's words. Let's see the Hassan Sofa inside.
He finished his job already when he made the connection.
Mm. Finished job, but if the
connection... Well, no, the sale has to go
the connection,
through.
The payment for the
connection... The sale doesn't go through.
The payment, but the agreement for the connection is that you get money for the anything over and above 2 million. You might say it wasn't more than 2 million. I damaged you. Yeah, that's Guamo. Let's make the Hassan Sofa, which looks at it a different way, like you're trying to all say. Hassan Sofa is like this. What was the case of a Hassan Sofa? A Hassan Sofa is like this. A man and a woman, not married, and the man was interested in having a relationship with this woman. But the woman said, look, we're not married. I'm only agreeing to have this relationship if, on condition you marry me afterwards. I'm glad to have a relationship with you. If you marry me afterwards. The Meister had a relationship and didn't get married afterwards. He refused to marry her afterwards. And she took her to Basin. Took him to Basin.
Do what?
To force him to marry her. That's the agreement.
How is he going to force?
That's the agreement. I provide you this service. Yeah? The relationship, the agreement of that is you get married, you didn't get married. I want you to force the agreement that he has to marry. So the Chassid Sofer says like Atanus HaAslim, on the claim of the Aslim, Torah's Lissonis, she says, you know, she says, he has to marry me. Femis, she Esher Lushukinin Shechala Otrim Shechayv this Isha. There's nothing in the world or any agreement in the world that can ever machayev somebody to marry somebody. You can't sign a document and say, I obligate myself to marry you. It doesn't work.
You really can't do it for any service. Yes. I can't force it.
And therefore, since a document can't do it, services also can't machayev such an agreement. Yes. Av mekol makom, hocha potter blokum iyesha. But to say he gets away scot-free and doesn't have to do anything, you can't say it. Because she didn't agree to do this relationship for nothing. She wanted something in exchange for this. She wanted to get married.
Isn't that illegal, charging?
She wanted exchange. She says, I don't want to do it for free. Kim Patashlubin, near this in Jain Mukhoyev, even though you can't force him to get married, Abu Aina Mechila. But she's not doing it for free. And Sach Le Shalim Akoponim Kaska Pola Royal Osepullah. He has to pay for the value of the services she provided. The market price for such services.
Is that against the law?
It's against the law, but the services, that is a business. So therefore,
there's still a market for it.
It's a business.
So therefore, we see from this.
Are talking about an Isidic relationship or a Mutidic relationship here?
Everything is an Osir, it's not married.
No. About
that? It's awesome.
Okay.
No heads. So we see from here, what do we see from here? She says, I do this for free, in exchange of being able to get this chus of marriage. And he said, okay. And he then said, I'm not giving you the marriage. You have to pay. No, you don't have to pay. You said you're giving it for free. Says the chus of marriage. Free means free. Free doesn't mean I'm giving for free because I'm going to get something else. That's not free means. As soon as you say, I'm giving this for free because I'm getting something else. If you don't get that something else, then you have to pay for what you're getting. So say, hey, also. Yes, we made an agreement. I'll give my services Asia fees for free. I won't charge you because I'll be able to get the 2.15. I'll be able to get more than the Asia fees, possibly. And therefore I'll give this for free. But then, what do you do? You go ahead and prevent me being able to get that potential wage. So, I can turn around to this and say, yes, I didn't give this for free, this agent fees. I gave this for free because of this possibility. You prevented that possibility ever happening. So therefore it's not for free. So you have to pay the agent fees. What value of agent fees? The value of the service that you provide is. So 2% you can charge. You can't charge the 150,000. What the 2% from the 2 million you can charge.
What is
now, that's Stephanie from the seller.
What does the custom sofa do with the Gemara and Baba Basra?
From the buyer, you have to have this house.
What does the custom sofa do with the Gemara and Baba Basra? Even for marrying him, she wasn't entitled to anything. So for a one-night stand, why is she entitled to anything?
No, because that was a service.
It is a service.
It's not a service. It's not something which they sell on the market.
Well, they actually do.
I don't know if that's...
And then what's the Svara only 2% in that market?
Because that's the value of the service you provided.
Go by the value. Go by the value.
I provide you a service. You have to pay for the service. I said for free. Free is only because you allowed me to get this. You didn't allow me to get this. I gave you the service. Took the service. Paid for the service. The value of the service. 2%. That's from the seller. What about from the buyer? Can he claim 2% from the buyer or not? Can he claim from the buyer, Luke?
Wait a minute. What's your comparison? Because the sufferer is saying this is only a substitute because you can't force someone to get married. But you can force someone to pay. He's asking for money. He's not asking for marriage.
No. The agreement was for the 2.15. Anything over the sale. You didn't do the sale more than what 2.15. The mice of the sales were 2 million. Is that finished?
Have to claim from the buyer as well?
Yep. Can you claim from the buyer?
Yes.
Can you claim from the buyer?
Yes, it was a Tanai. He's giving it for free. It was on Tanai. He'd get his regular 100,000.
Can you claim from the buyer?
Once he can't,
he's getting 2% from the seller.
Then
his
deal would go through, just like the seller. Once the deal's not happening, it goes back to the buyer.
No, because he is getting 2% from the seller.
He should get 2% from the buyer.
No, he's not. He advertises. I don't charge.
What did we say up to now?
What
did we say to Kalalim in the beginning of the shift?
No, that was this was for sale. This general business is for sale. And he always advertises no buyer fee. No. It's general advertising.
Wait, he always advertises no buyer fee, or just in this case no buyer fee?
He said no agent fees.
Just in this case or always?
No agent fees.
Just this case, or he always does it with all buyers?
He said
giving a present
to no agent fees.
Just this?
They came and he convinced them to do
it. Did he always do that for all buyers or just this house? All houses he sold.
No,
this deal is just this house he did.
No, I thought he generally advertised.
No, this deal. He wants to attract the big fish.
He's giving a present to get a side.
He's giving a present. He said no agent fees. And he's agreeing, no agent fees. Why? Because he wants to get this benefit. Yes?
Potentially a lot more.
Potentially not sure. But did he make a declaration before he gave that present that he doesn't intend to give the present?
Yes.
Did he make a declaration?
In a different way, in a roundabout
way. Did he make a declaration?
No.
Or is it like the guy in jail who says, look, get me out of jail, I'll give a get. It's no declaration by the buyer.
But he had tonight.
But it,
no tonight with the buyer.
No, with the seller.
No, but the seller was concerned with the buyer.
It's understood that a guy doesn't work for free. And
it's understood that he doesn't want to divorce his wife.
No.
Yes, he does. He hasn't been divorced for the last 10 years. He's been refusing to divorce.
Not now, but he has a reason to want to divorce.
Yeah, he's got a reason to want to do it, to get this protection.
Why?
No,
no, he doesn't have a reason to do the 2 million. No, let me finish the thought though. It's understood that the guy is only willing to do this because he's getting his fee from somewhere else. So when the buyer himself undercuts him, that means he knows that the condition...
The buyer did nothing wrong, nothing halakhically wrong, nothing wrong at all. The buyer had nothing wrong. He was worried about this tax evasion. He investigated and he saw that, this guy's prepared to take the 2 million. He's the buyer. I couldn't say, who's the one doing wrong? The seller buys nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong. The buyer is not doing wrong. The seller is maybe doing something wrong. He's preventing, The buyer is not doing anything wrong. The buyer, there was no agreement with the buyer. There was a clear mechila on the buyer. And therefore, there was no declaration against the buyer. Therefore, you can't charge from the buyer. From the seller, you can charge based on the cost and so forth. From the buyer, you can't charge. And we run out of time. And you get what your wishes.
It could be
next week.
Next week we will have a share next week. The last share in December we will have a share to finish off the topic of Shatzchonis. We're going to finish off
everyone next week. Next week.
And if you have your wish too.
But in this example, it could quite easily be he's taking a job on above 2 million. He won't charge. But he did make a condition. I won't charge the buyer if I get more than the 2 million.
He didn't speak it out. If he would have said it out and said to the buyer or to the aids and witnesses, fine. But he said nothing.
But he could say it.
He could.
Else.
Yeah, if he would be have the hashash.
If he had someone else,
if he had this hashash, yeah. Okay. We'll see each other next week. That's it.
Do you get any information about the KOI Pesach sale?
Yes, today.
You got it today?
Yeah.
How did you get it?
I got it in the mail.